seat there. Like that? That's good. I should have had Colton do his magic trick. I'm going to be up all night trying to figure it out. But we had a good week at camp, and we're glad to be back. And today is a special day. It is Mother's Day.
No, it's Father's Day.
Father's Day. Like your dad said, we're number 20. Is that right, Brent? 20. I can't think of that many. Is Dog Day before us? That's crazy, but I am so glad that you're here. And the Bible teaches that we're supposed to honor our father and our mother. And we can do that whether they're alive or if they've died. My father has been dead 3 years now, 4 years, oh my. And he was a huge influence on my life. And I brought three things that I wanted to show you that remind me of things Dad taught me. First of all, this is a ice cream scoop. My dad had ice cream stores, and this is one of the ones I would have used. It's got mercury inside there. I don't know how safe it was. I don't know if they even do that now. But one of the things my dad taught me how to do was how to scoop ice cream. And the way you're supposed to do it is you go around the edges, and you want it to go down evenly. Even at home, you want it to go down evenly. And so what this reminds me, my dad taught me the value of hard work and the importance of being a good employee and working hard. This right here is... It's a cup. It's a trophy.
That looks like one of those old-fashioned cups.
Looks like one of those old-fashioned cups. It sure does, but read to us what it says on there. The Dallas Open.
Dallas Open FSD.
You know what FSD means? Hang on. You know what FSD means? Father, son, doubles.
First place.
Yeah. Well, read that real loud. First place.
First place.
In the Dallas Open, and it's got... initials. My dad not only taught me how to dip ice cream, he taught me how to play tennis. And it was a sport I learned, but it was more than a sport because in tennis, I had to learn how to act. And my dad taught me that I was not allowed to make excuses when I got beat. I was not allowed to talk trash. I know everybody here finds that hard to believe, but my dad said that if you ever talk trash before you play, it's twice as hard to beat them. And I was taught that you couldn't quit just because you got beat. It wasn't the end of the world. And so this is a very... matter of fact, I cleaned it up last night. It was tarnished, and it's a very important one. Then the last one is the Bible. And it's got my dad's name on it. It's his Bible. It's a Ryrie study Bible. I gave him his first one, and he loved his study Bible. And so my dad taught Sunday school for 20, 30, I don't know how many years. But I gave him his Bible, and he loved his Ryrie study Bible. And my dad would tell me about the time he accepted Jesus. He was in college. He didn't grow up going to church, and yet he made sure I went to church every Sunday. And so today is when we... And I honor my dad for teaching me about the importance of church, the importance of work, the importance of sportsmanship and play. And that is how you honor your parents. You say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because they're a gift. And that's what Father's Day is all about. Now, you say, well, I don't have a dad. Well, you may have a special dad-like figure in your life. Tell them thank you. Tell them I appreciate you. That's important, okay? Now, you're going to help me do something. We've got up here, hand me these buckets. We're going to have you pass out candy. I'm going to give you candy, and I want all fathers to raise their hand. Everybody grab a few bars of candy. Look in the band area. Okay, everybody get some candy. Here you go, Lacey. Okay, all you men who are our fathers, raise your hand. It's your job to go give them candy. Okay, here you go, hon. Ready, set, go. Does everybody have candy? Yeah. Go find a father, and then when you're through, you can come back and get your candy, which will be up here. Y'all be patient. Keep your hands raised. If you're a father, any age father, raise your hand. This is their job. Sam, did you get a candy bar? Okay. Is there anybody else that has? What about up here? They all got them? Are these leftovers? Okay. If you want the candy that you have left over, you can take one candy bar or you can get one out of here. Just put it right in here. There you go. Get you two pieces. Yeah. Two pieces if you want two. No, you've already got a candy bar if you want that one.
Nope. I keep these for myself.
Do what now?
I keep these for myself.
Yeah. Those are for you. One piece of candy, or two of the little ones. But you got to hurry, because we're... Everybody get a piece of candy? You can either get candy or keep one of the ones you got in your hand. You can keep one of them, Nala, not two. You can get a piece of candy either in there or there. Take your choice. Okay, good.